in Simin Lamed Beis, in the middle of Sif Mem Beis. Let us again start Sif Mem Beis. Shin Shel Tfilin Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai SheYe'Osa Ba'ir HaBatim Shel Roish, that a person should make on the oil of the batim Kemin Shin Be'Letes. He should have a shin that is jutting out from the bayis. Mikamte ha'er. That means you fold together, you knach together the oil, you pull it out, let's say, with some sort of a tweezer, and by pulling out together and folding it together, you can make a tzura session. Echod miminoi, one shin should be on the right side of the bayis, Bechod mismoilet, one on the left side. Shel yemin ha-miniach, it should be the one that's on the right side of the miniach. Shel gimel roshim, so it has three roshim. Shel smoil ha-miniach, and the shin on the left side of the miniach, shel arba roshim, should have four roshim. Ago, so the Ramos says, Miu im hippech eine nifsal. If he made two shinim, one with four roshim, one with three roshim, but the four roshim was on the right side, the three roshim was on the left side, b'dievet, it's kosher. We're up to Sifkotn Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Kimin shin. It should be similar to a shin. Umashme ba'achoynim, the tmuna shinim shalonu sha'oisim betfilim, the tzir of a shin that we make, dai is sufficient. The loy be'in and dafke ksav sefer Torah mezuzas mamish, ela dugme, it should be similar to a shin. Uminek soifrem kayoim ba'izem ekoimis lahada la'soison b'ksav ashuris mamish. So we have to, here the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the shin does not have to be a shin of a ksav ashuris. Filo, it's not a ksav ashuris, it's also kosher. So the Mephoshim Eska Kasha, Mishnah Berurah says later that one has to make sure that the shin should be with yudin. It can't be stamazai, three kavin, three lines without yudin. It should be a shin with yudin. Let us. That means that's what. Let's say just here. We see a picture. Here we have a shin with three kavim, three lines. So the Mishnah Berurah says later that that's not good. He brings from the Prima Godam later. That's not good. It's possible. It has to be a shin with yudin. That just like our shin seva yud, so this shin also is seva yud. So, the Shar Tzion and Mishnah Sasefer, with Reish Mem Tes Eisamach, asks this kasha. So, the Mishnah Berurah, it seems these are different poskim. Here he starts off by saying, it doesn't have to be mamish ha-shin like Sava Shuris, as long as it looks like a shin. So it would seem three kavim is enough. And later he says, Klo, you need yudin, it has to be like a yud, and the regalachin has to be like a zayin. Okay, that's his kasha. Now it seems in the Pe'er Aloche, he wanted to fa'emfer this kasha, and he says, and it's very interesting. This is what I learned pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, this we see this base. This is a proper sheen, a proper sheen that is written in the Sefer Torah. So you have the two yudin are on a slant, and the third yud is vertical. They all end up in one place. That's a proper sheen. And if you'll also notice that the yudin of the sheen are facing up. The yudin, they're not horizontal. They're facing up. They're on an angle. The yud is facing up. This is a kosher sheen. This is how a sheen should look. So he says the Mishnah Berurah means over here, if you won't make such a proper sheen, He makes it that it's like a V, and so this is not a proper sheen. That's what the Mishnah Berurah means to say. That's Zichri, you need Yudin, but it's still not a proper sheen. Well, Kaponim, but that is sufficient. Now let's go a little further. Fine. The meaning of the seifrim is manenu is to make it a proper sheen. By letters. Now, another thing, the sheen has to be boilet. The also hashin beklaf acher. What if a person made a sheen beklaf acher? Vehidvik bedevik alabayis posel. Now, let us just say one thing. So, we should appreciate the halachas. It seems it is for the batamacher, and especially nowadays we have tefillin gasses, it is very, very difficult to make a proper shin. Let's not go into the reasons of the complexities, but it is very difficult to make a proper shin. So now he's speaking about someone had a brilliant einfa. What did he do? He had a shin. Now let's look at this picture. He had the bias without anything on it. That's not too difficult to make. Then he took glue, and he made glue tzura of a shin, which that's not the shin yet. Then he took kosher cloth that was mu'ubed l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, and he cut out a shin from this cloth. He pastes it to the bias, and now I have a beautiful sheen. This was pretty easy to make. I just took a cloth and I cut out a beautiful sheen and I pasted it in its mechuba, and it's mechuba to the bias. So here he says it's no good. It's no good. It's beautiful, but it's no good. So now I'd just like to mention for 2 minutes some of the reasons why it's no good. Now, others say it's no good because we hold that devek is not a chibur. That means if you have two oireis and you glue them together, so others hold devek does not make it one. It's attached, but it doesn't become one. Others hold Devek makes it one. So Meila says, so according to the Poskim, that Devek does not make it one entity, so then it's poshut why it's no good, because actually you have to have a sheen on the bias. The bias doesn't have a sheen. You have a sheen attached to the bias, but you need halacha l'moishim says you need a sheen from the bias. It's not a sheen from the bias. That is if we hold Devek is no good. But let's get into problems. Halalacha we paskin Devek is good. Halalacha we paskin that the batim have to be made from oyer echot, from one piece of leather. And if you medavik it together, it's called one. So Devek makes it one. So now if Devek makes it one, so it's good, so it's terrific. So why is it no good? So I'd like to mention a few svaras that I saw in the Poskim today, beautiful svaras. One svara is that the halacha is that, let's say the shin, how should the shin be made? We'll talk about it later also. So Parshat Mechaba says, you pull out with tongs, with a tweezer, you pull out from the bias, the oil is soft, and you pull it out, and you make a shin. So that's called, I am making the shin, that's called Chok Yereches. That means I am making the ice. If let's say I would dig around the ice, and the memela, it would come out, a groove around the ice, and then the shin will be boiled. That's called chok teiches. That means, that's not called a ksive. We had this halachic seder by the parshis. You have to write the ice, not to dig around the ice, and the ice comes out in the memela. Chok teiches is no good. So someone says a beautiful line file. This shin, how did you make this shin? It's beautiful. You took a piece of it and you cut around and you made a shin. The whole shin was made chok teiches. The whole machine was made chok. So you're taking a chok teiches shin and you're putting it on. So filu devik is a chibul, but it's a posel shin. It's a chok teiches shin. That's how you made it a shin. You took away all the around, and that's how you had a shin. You made a shin by taking away the surroundings. So others say, a beautiful svara, it's chok teiches. And the Keren LeDavid says, no, it's a graben teich. It's not chok teiches. It's good, he says, because by putting the shin on the bias, now it's considered I'm a koisev on the bias. That means when I made the shin, I was chok teiches. But I'm not using this shin now. I'm pasting it on to the, so I'm pasting on to the bias a shin. And this is called a ksivit. So it should be good. Al Kaponim, there's a very big tumult about this. Al Kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah says it's possible. What? Davik is good, but to make with the shin, there's a big tumult on this. But, but the Ikea didn't leave Paskin that the Debek makes it one there. We'll talk about that. We'll come to the mold soon. Now, right. Mekame Toyer, this is next Mishnah Berurah. Mekame Toyer, the Hainu. So the Mechabel says, how do you make a shin? You fold over, you knetch over the oil, the hainu shemakamet oil b'melakek, you take a tongs or a tweezers and you pull out, ayidei kvele shekoifu mei oil, so that means he's bending over the oil, hachanasa sifei hashin, and that's how you make a shin. So that was the eitzah of the mechaba, that's how the mechaba said you should make a shin. V'lasoison al yedei defus. Now, to make it with a press. Nahainu shalatfus chokok shin b'letes, v'doichik atfus b'er habayis, v'nasa toyer shin. Now, to make it al yedei atfus. Now, let us see, here's a beautiful picture to make atfus, but it's only really a partial picture. We go to two sides of the bias. Now this is an iron tefus. This is an iron tefus. We stick it in to the outer chelik of the two batim, and we take a, now let's just say it doesn't work so easy. That means you put this on the inside. You have a shin that is boiled, that is jutting out. You put it on the inside of the bias. On the outside of the bias, you have a shin shakua. That means, so when you put both together, and then you press both together, so the shin on the inside that is boiled goes into the shikua of the shin that is outside, and you press it together, so you get to the Merde Kezach. You just made a shin boilet. You have a press with two forms. And the inside Yev Ashin that's Boilet, and the outside Yev Ashin that's a Shikua, and one goes into the other. That means, let's say, it goes like this, the Lita goes into the Shikua. So you put the shin that has the shikua on the outside, you put the shin that has the blita on the inside, and then you press it together, and boom, you now have a shin. Now you have a shin. What? Not heats it. You press it together. Okay, you're pressing it together with the... Well, there's a problem by the gases if you can do it, so, but al kaponim. But this is a ingenious way of making a shin. That the inside goes into the shiku of the outside, and you press it together. So lamela, the oil that is on the inside sticks out, and you have a tzur of a shin, and a beautiful shin. Here you have a beautiful shin. You don't have to go. You don't have to go on your own accord. So this is the shaila. Now, to a form, the Hainu Sha'al Hatfus Chokok Shin Beletis. Now this is the tfus from the inside. You have a shin that is jutting out. The Daichik Hatfus Bo'ir HaBayis, and this presses against the skin of the bayis. And let us say again, and you have on the other side a shin shakua, so it pushes it into the shin shakua. So now you have a beautiful shin. It's not too good. Now you'll get a nice shin with this. This month you can make a beautiful shin, you pull it out, it doesn't come out too nice, but this you can make, you have an iron form, and you have a shin boilet, and an iron, and another iron form, that you have a shin shakua, so you end up with a beautiful shin. Fine. So now let us just mention two very interesting, so it seems like this, the Mugan of Rom and Taz, we're not too keen about the shin, and others say it's not there. So I'd like to mention two beautiful svaras, why they hold it's not good. Why do they hold it's not good? Because like this. This only works with two defusim. That means you have on the inside you have a shin boilet, on the outside you have a shin shakua, and it goes in, so you end up with a shin. What if you wouldn't have on the outside a shin shakua? So then everything would push out. You wouldn't have a shin. The mile of the shin shakua is that you only push into what the shin is, and the rest of the oil does not shut out, and the rest of the oil is straight. Now, what? So that, now I ended up with a beautiful shin. So the beautiful shin comes about through two irons, two presses. The inside shin. Now, the inside shin is called, I'm writing it, I'm making the shin. This should be called Chok Yereches. But the outside press is holding back that the whole thing should not jut out, and it should only only go into the shikua and not go. So that's why around the shikua you have a press over there that it shouldn't go further. So you have the shin is being made b'tzirif chok eiches and chok yereches. That is, it's not because the outside is making that the surrounding areas of the shin should not stick out. So that's called chok teiches. The inside is making that the shin should stick out. So I have a shin which is created from a combination of chok teiches and chok yereches. That's not so poshut. That's one of the reasons why it's no good.
One of the people, I would say, all the pressure.
You'll hold it straight. It's also so. You want to end up with a shin. That means something that will not, just pushing in from the inside, you won't have a shin. You have to push back that only the shin should jut out and the rest.
Gana, they push back the shin, then it diffuses and pull out of the air.
That's another item. We're not up to that. That's
what they push it out. Put it back. The fire.
No, because they push it out. They push it out. Okay, 1 second. They push it out. Then they press it back. So now you lost your shin. It's pressed back. Now it's good. But it's easier now to pull out again. So there's a form there already, but now it's flat. So you just pull it out. That's one of the sophisticated ways to make a shin. But here it's very difficult. Another reason they say why this is not a good eitzah, because you need a ksiva session, and every ksiva is done. Whenever you write an ois, it's not done all at once like a stamp. It's done, every ksiva is done with chalakim. Here, others say, oh, this is not called ksiva, because with one shot, I made a whole shin. What? It's more like printing, that's right. So Memela, so that is not called Ksiva. That's what I hold as kosher. But here the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold Mekadin is kosher. Now let's go a little further. You have to be a mumche, and they have problems. Yeah, you have to be a big mumche. Shall you mean Amaniach? Oh, no, but I'd just like to mention one thing. So he says, well, we hear this Amaldike Diuk in this Mishnah Berurah. He says, if you make it with a press, it's better. Yesh la toya shin, because now you have a beautiful picture of a shin, b'chu yeseho viziyuno. Now, what is viziyuno? The ziyun is the tagim. So it seems the Dirshu brings down the right, there's a tumul in this, but the Dirshu and others also say, Alechatchila, one should have tagim on the Rosh Hashmoli. So we have here a Mishnah Berurah that seems to hold like that. Okay, let's go further. Shall Yemin HaMiniach, it should be on the right side of the Miniach, Bein Chilek, Bazeh, Bein Itter, La'acher, the Bosmin Yismail, the Alma of Lina. Now, but what if you turned it around? Ain't it Nipso? But if you make two four-headed shins or two three-headed shins or only one shin, it's possible. Tahainu chudo lamato yagia ad makoim hatfav. Now, let us just see what we're saying over here. That means, let's look over here in this picture. The tfiles are on the titure. So now, if he made a shin, but it's above the titure. That means it did not, the bottom of the shin, the chudai of the shin, did not go till the tfar. It went before the tfar. So that's what the Mechaber is speaking about. So Mechaber says as follows, Chirit shel shin hayni chudo lamato yegiya ad mekoim hatfar. So he says, Zot the Mishnah Berurah, Bain the Yamin, Bain the Smoil. That means these two shinin, the bottom of the shin should extend till the tefillah. Yagia, the Hainu, at Hatitura Mamish, till the Titura. Ube the Eved Kosher, Afilu Lehigia, Ko Sheyesh Tzuras Shin Olav. But the Eved, it's good. Afilu, it didn't reach the evidence caution. Now let's go further into the law. V'chein hayud shebishin. So now we said the bottom edge of the shin should reach down to the tefillah, to the titur. But the evidence caution, I believe, don't have it. V'chein hayud shebishin. The Yud Shebishin, Tzorich Liga Lamato Bishulai Hashin, the Yudche Bishin, should also reach down to the bottom of the Shin. So let's just see a picture over here. So let's say you have here the middle Yud does not go all the way down. So the Yud has to reach the bottom. That's this picture over here, which is a double over here. A double muskim, that the middle Yud should go all the way to the bottom. Fine. That's what the Machaber says. Rama, v'chein ha'yud she'bishin tzarech liga lamata b'shulei ha'shin. V'lo'yim, okay, let's first see the Mishnah Berurah. Ha'yud she'bishin, yesh me'hagdoilim, there are gdoilim, she'mechalkim bein shin ha'yemini la'asmoli. Others differentiate between the shin yemini. There the halacha is the yud has to reach down the bottom of the shin. And the shin smoli, it doesn't have to reach down. Adarabe, yedagdek shiloi yigu hayudin bishulei hashin. The halacha is they hold fakel. Bedavke, it should not touch. So now let us just see this picture, what they hold. They hold that the shin shal dalet roshim, the two middle yudim, should not reach the bottom. There's a chesed for it. We won't go into the chesed, but they hold that what the Rama says it has to reach, that's by the yud yamin, that has one regel. Well, there's three roshim. But the yud smol bedavke, it should not reach. Fine. That's what others hold. Avol Magnavron posak ten lechalik ben yemini lesmoli. There's no difference. Oba smoli, yeah, yeah. Oba what? Yeah. Okay. I don't want to go into ariches, but they have a whole shtik teira where you need four roshim, and according to the shtik teira, but dafke it shouldn't touch. Okay, dafke the same. No. Okay, I don't want to go into it. Vasmoli ve'inon, I'll just tell you words, and then we can figure it out. One of the reasons that you need four roshim, so they say, and the luchis, the shin on the luchis was engraved through the luchis. Fine. So the engraving on the luchis had three roshim. They had three roshim. And that was the shin. The whole shin was engraved. But on these three roshim, there were four, it was surrounded by ebon on four sides. That made the three roshim. So the ebon which created the shin has four roshim. And if you'll figure it out, the four roshim is connected the ebon of the shin in the luchas. That means the shin in the luchas were engraved, but the ebon around it that made the shin for a shin was and there you have four of them. Four of them made it a shin. And if you cheshben out, the middle two did not touch the bottom. Since it was engraved, the stone which we're making for roshim, that the stone did not connect. Because this was not an ace, but okabonim. So that's what they also asked me. The dafke, like the shin shebeluchais, wasn't an ace. It should be like the shin shebeluchais, And the stone, and the Dalad Roshim's connected the stone which was around the three Chakikis in the Luchas. That's what they hold. Avon Magen Avon, Pasek Dein Lechalik Ben Yemin L'Smoli, V'Smoli Binin Sheshnei Ha'yudim Yenoigim L'mat B'Shola. Chay Kosa Prima Kodem, V'chein Roi Lassus, Chay Kosa Berke Yoyse, V'Shem Ari Yain Shom. Chay Pasek Shari Echoyim, Chay Kosa Prima Kodem, the Yirashi Alashin in Tsuras Yudim, it should be like a Yud, Veloi Kavin, and that's this over here. You should make sure it should not be like this. These are Kavin, No, it needs a tzura of a yud, it has to have a capital on each one in order to have a tzura of a yud. Fine. Let's go a little further. Now let's go a little further into the more. V'lo yimshech ha-shin harbei. Now the shin should not go down. Shegam shulei ha-shin yeh nireh alatfal. That the shulei ha-shin you should see by the tefillas. Now this is a very interesting Ramah, and let us explain this here. He gives, there are two ways, if you can wait, you can make the titure of the shin from a different oil. You can make it from the same oil, but let us just see how you make it from a different oil. So just let's look over here. This is a beautiful picture. The bias, this is the bias. The bias comes like this. Here we have a bias with a shin gemalt. And now we make a titure. We make the titure, which is goes over and under the bias. Now this, we cut out a place for the bias. So now we go and stick the bias into this square that we made. So the bias goes in here. And then we take the bottom chelik of the titure and we cover and stick it in. Now, you can have a beautiful situation that now you look at the shin that you had so beautifully made on the bias, because of the titure, you don't see the whole shin. Now, forget about that. You don't see the shin. You see only a partial shin. That means you did this and you stuck this in. You stuck this into the top chelik of the titure. Then you covered the bias with the bottom chelik, and this is so thick that it covers a chelik of the shin. So when I'm looking at the shin now, I did not see a complete shin. So that is what the Ramah is saying. So the Ramah says, "Lo yimshech Hashem harbei." It should not be very long. El shekam shulei Hashin, the bottom of the shin yenira alatfa. You should be able to see it. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. He was discussing before that the yudin of the shin should liga lamata. The belaf hochi ain shem shim olav likuva filu b'diavet. The shin hasmoli. So brought down before other souls by the shin hasmoli. The two middle yudin do not have to touch the bottom. That's the b'machlokes. But if you can dance on two chasanis, the Magen Avraham Shita is that it has to touch. Others hold it shouldn't touch. So if you're going to be a chumah, you can make one touch and one not touch, it's sich a posel. That's posel. Shegam shulei hashin, rotzoloim achudeyem shel hashinim, the bottom chelik of the shinim. Batam the tzar shekol hashin nira. You should be able to be visible the complete shin. V'kayim adarsi v'rol kol ha-mi'ot k'shem v'shem nitro b'cho. V'amar ha-belazo elu tzulon she-barosh. V'rol, so you have to see the whole shin. And if it is covered by the titure, so you don't see the whole shin, you only see a partial shin. So memela, that is no good. Yeah. That means, so the shayla is, if you see a chelik of the shin, but you don't see the whole shin, so there's a shayla, if it's good or not good. Okay, we'll stop here.
Feeling it so much.
The whole world is like, yeah, well, sure, the world.